All right, real quick, before we get started on this, I just want to go ahead and tell you to stop. Stop listening. Just press pause or whatever. Close the app. I don't know where you're listening to this, and if you still are, you should stop because, I mean, I'm not even going to give you a reason. Just stop. Just stop listening. Are you done? I mean, clearly you're not, but you should be. Stop. Stop listening to this podcast. There's no reason for you to listen to this right now. I'm not saying anything intelligent. Just telling you to stop. And you're still here. Don't skip forward. Don't skip back. If you skip forward to 3 minutes, I'm going to be saying shouldn't have skipped forward. Further than that, or whatever, I'm just going to be saying the same thing. Don't listen. Turn it off. Don't listen to me. You don't have to turn your phone off. You don't have to do anything drastic. You can listen to a different podcast, but I'm not going to tell you what to do besides me telling you to stop listening to this podcast. I mean, it's really not even a podcast. Because there's really no reason for you to be listening to this. It's a recording. There's no substance here. Substance? Sustenance? There's no vocabulary. There's no reason. There's nothing. Nothing matters in this podcast. Nothing. There's no reason to listen to this podcast. Stop. Please, stop. You know, I'm not going to give you any reasons. I'm not going to even say there's better things to do. There's just, you know, me right here telling you to stop. Sure, you probably could think of better things to do, but for some reason, you're 2 minutes, 39 seconds into a podcast of somebody you don't know telling you to stop. I mean, I know I may have already given you reasons not to, like I said I wouldn't, but then I directly did. Which should just be another reason for you not to. And I contradicted myself there again, and I just missed the 3 minutes. Where I was supposed to say something like, you shouldn't have skipped forward, or something like that. There really is no reason for you to be listening to this podcast. No reason. Nothing. No reason. Just stop. Like, I'm not going to turn this into anything. It's just going to be me telling you to stop listening to the podcast. You know, just that's about it. Like, are there going to be 2 episodes? That's a good question. I'm not going to answer that. Because nobody's listening to this. Why would you listen to a person recording a podcast for nobody? I have 0 listeners. If you are listening, you are one person on this planet that has, well, first of all, completely ignored what I've been saying for 4 minutes and 19 seconds. Second of all, you're one person among none. Among one. You're one and one, you know? So if you need something to feel special today, there you go. That's it. Congratulations. Just stop. Just stop listening. You know, pat yourself on the back right now because you're the only person that has ever listened to this. Truly. Now, if you happen to look at it and there's like 2 people that have seen it, that's probably just me. So really, you know, That's it. Now, if there's three, right? So one is you, two is me, three is who? Well, if I see there's two, I'm gonna listen to it again, because maybe I said something that would strike, I don't know. That would give one person a reason to listen to it, but that doesn't even make sense, because you don't know what I'm gonna say until you listen to it. But there's probably some sort of counter that like justifies a listen, like maybe 10 seconds. So if somebody makes it past 10 seconds, and now I'm just talking to myself at this point because nobody is listening. So if somebody makes it past 10 seconds and I get a listen, I'm gonna go ahead and re-listen to the entire fucking podcast, and that's gonna be the third person. And so on. I'll just keep listening to it. For every one of you that listens to this, that gets past the whatever count, what am I even saying? Nobody's gonna listen to this. Just stop. Please. There's no reason for you to be at 6 minutes, 20 seconds. It's not even funny. I'm accidentally trying to be clever. Not accidentally clever. Trying. Just fucking sitting in here. Like, trying to be a smartass. But really, I just don't want you to be listening to this. I mean, it's not even that I don't want you to listen. It's just that you shouldn't. Or it's not that you shouldn't. It's just that don't, Like, just don't. Just turn it off. Why are you still here? Really, though. Are you that bored? Don't answer that. Stop listening. Oh my God. Honestly, like, I would say this is a waste of time, but I've already recorded this. So you're just wasting your own time. But it doesn't matter, because I'm not trying to tell you you're wasting your time, because, who am I to say that, time can be wasted? You know what I mean? Like, however you spend your time, you go ahead and do that. I'm not gonna say, listen to some guy on the internet is a waste of that. I might think that personally, but that's for me, You do you. But don't listen to this. Don't listen to me. You see what I mean? Because I don't really mean anything. If you got that, if you understand what I meant by that, just don't listen to me. I'm not saying don't listen to your teacher or your boss or your girlfriend or your dog, I don't know what a dog's gonna really be saying, like, duh, but just don't listen to this. Don't listen to me. Stop. Press pause and stop listening to me. Stop listening to me. Stop listening to me. Stop listening to me. Don't listen to me. Do not listen to me. Do not. I said, don't listen to me. If I could say it in another language, I wouldn't. Because then that would mean somebody else might listen to me. And don't. Just don't. Just don't listen to me. Yeah, you are. It's ironic, right? Well, is it? Who knows? Sometimes I really have a like grasp of the word ironic. Like I know what it, like I know how to use it, but sometimes if I use it, I have to sit here and actually think for a minute, like, was that actually like a correct usage? You know what I mean? Like, and in this case, it's not. But I haven't explained why. You shouldn't be listening, but I mean, not that you shouldn't, but just don't. All I meant to say was this whole thing that I'm doing right here, me telling you, don't listen to me. It's a bit like the tree in the woods and the falling and the sound and the hearing or the not, you know? So I'm the tree, or whatever, anchors the forest. This episode is the tree fallen. And do you hear me? If nobody gets this far, do you hear me? Truly, though, like, it's a little thought experiment. So you shouldn't be. Fuck. So I'm not trying to say you shouldn't, but I'm gonna. If I say you shouldn't, what I really mean is just don't listen to me. Don't listen to me. But I'm gonna keep saying shouldn't because I have no control. I do have full control, but that's more of like a wishful thinking type of thing. Anyway, so let's look this up. Go to the google.com. If a tree falls, oh, there's a documentary. Let's check this out. If a Tree Falls, a story of the Earth Liberation Front. What the fuck? It looks like it has pretty good reviews. Not sure if it has anything to do with what I'm talking about. Released in 2011, directed by Marshall Curry. Let's look at this guy. Oh, he looks familiar. What other stuff has he done? By the way, don't listen to this. Don't listen to me. I feel like I have to put that out there again. Fucking guy won an Oscar for live action short. Okay. Marshall Curry, cool. Okay, let's see. Cast. Trailers and clips. I need to just get a quick like synopsis or whatever. Investigates the darker side of the fight for our environment. Oh. Oh. So it's not actually going to talk about what we're talking, well, what I'm talking about, because nobody's listening to this. Like, just don't listen to me, okay? Just don't listen to me. I'm not, like, sad either, guys. I mean, guys. No. I'm not sad. This isn't like a self-deprecating, you know, woe is me type of podcast. And I'm just speaking to myself here. I'm just saying, don't listen to me. You know? I mean, sure. There are things you could be doing. And I know I said earlier that I wouldn't tell you what to do. But for instance, I'm recording a podcast right now. Nobody's gonna listen to, or if they do, it's not gonna be for very long. Nobody's gonna get this far, for damn sure. And I am also, oh yeah, in this podcast, you know, I've talked to myself for what, 10, 20 minutes, whatever. I'm not looking at the timer right now. And it's got me thinking about trees falling. So, back to what I was saying is if you were to do anything besides this, because you should, or you shouldn't, I don't care. Just don't listen to this. That's the point. But also, second point, if you were to do something else, you could be like making your own podcast. No, I won't say that. You could be thinking about shit and Googling shit. Like, I'm not even gonna get into how. I'm gonna stop. I'm not even gonna explain what I was gonna say, okay? I'm just Googling this shit. And I'm doing this. You shouldn't be doing what you're doing right now. Should be doing it. But I'm Googling stuff, and I'm about to learn something. So, you know, not gonna say you should go be learning something, you know? But, not gonna say you shouldn't listen to this either. Even though I have, like, 12 times. I'm just gonna say don't listen to this. You know what I mean? Just don't. You know? Should is just an idea, right? But let's not even get into that, okay? So, A Tree Falls apparently is a documentary. Maybe I should put that in my to listen to or to watch. Tree Falls in the Forest, okay. Alright, so if a tree falls in a forest and no one is around to hear it, does it make sound? If a guy records a podcast and no one is around to hear it, or if a guy records a podcast and people don't listen to it because he says don't listen to it, does it make sound past the point of people stopping to listen to it? Well, I feel like it's already, like, you could answer it in a way by saying, well, me, the podcast maker, is listening to it, and I'm alive, I have consciousness, I'm a sentient being. But, you know, that's assuming a lot about that tree, isn't it? We know the tree is alive. I don't have a degree in philosophy, but sentience, at least to me, seems a little, hard to define. So, let's define that. Define sentient. So, able to perceive or feel things. There have been studies showing, I mean, think about tree huggers. Isn't that whole thing based off of trees feeling? I mean, if you talk to your plants, you're sending, like, energy or however, whatever you're doing there. Like, there are studies that show that they grow better, so they're perceiving or they're feeling. Or, see, that's the thing, is we're defining sentient with other words that need to be defined. Because what is perceive? What is feel, you know? Like, what is perceive? By the way, stop listening to this. So, able to perceive or feel things, okay? So let's just, real quick, define perceive. Well, we'd have to define perception. Or no, I guess it's, I thought it would be like the, like a use of the perception, but it's its own work. Become aware or conscious of something. Come to realize or understand. Okay, second definition. Interpret or look on something, someone or something, in a particular way. Regard as. Okay, let's go back to the first one. Or I will go back to the first one, because nobody's listening to this. Don't listen to this. The tree has fallen, okay? You can stop listening. Don't listen to this. Become aware of conscious. I can't even speak. Become aware or conscious of something. Perceive. Come to realize or understand. Here's a use of it, okay? In a sentence. His mouth fell open as he perceived the truth. So, let's play some musical chairs with these words. His mouth fell open as he perceived the truth. Okay. Well, that's a person, so his mouth fell open. So, if a tree falls, what could that do? Let's not put any animals in here, but let's just say the river. So, the river The river's mouth was blocked as he perceived the truth. Doesn't even make sense. I got ahead of myself. The river's mouth was blocked as he perceived the truth. So let's think. His has to be the tree. So the tree's branches broke off as the tree perceived the truth? As the tree perceived the falling. Okay. Not perfect, but that actually makes sense. Kind of. Become aware. Ah, see? Then you just gotta keep going. You just gotta keep digging. Become aware or conscious of something. So, what I'm saying right here, when I say the tree's branches broke off as the tree perceived the falling, it only makes sense if we say a tree can be aware of something. And we can't prove that it is not. Which is the whole debate. So let's look at aware. Define aware. I feel like I'm the only person that does this. I know I'm not, but I'm just going to say I am. Having knowledge or perception of a situation or fact. Okay? Aware. Having knowledge or perception of a situation or fact. Okay, so right off the bat, we're using perception to define aware, which is a bit unhelpful. By the way, stop listening to this. Fuck. For fuck's sake. Please, just stop. I'm not even going to say please. If I've said please, I take it back. What I mean to say is don't. Don't listen to this. I'm defining words. Not that that shouldn't be the reason, or shouldn't be a reason not to listen, because there are no reasons not to listen. You know, I'm just saying if I had to give you a reason, you know what I mean? Like, there are no reasons, but if I had to give you a reason, not even if I had to, if I were to, or if I am giving you a reason, not that there are reasons, my reason would be, I lost my train of thought. That's my reason. I can't even keep my train of thought, okay? Having knowledge or perception of a situation or fact. Most people are aware of the dangers of sunbathing. So, they are aware. So, they have knowledge or perception. You know? So, they're aware. They perceive the dangers of sunbathing. Maybe they're, you know, fat uncle got a bad burn and he was crying all summer long or something like that. But they perceived it. But we're not talking about perceiving here because we kind of was... That's where I came from. I'm going to assume nobody's listening to this. Because I know nobody is. At least right now. In this point of time. Having knowledge or perception of a situation or fact. Okay. Okay, knowledge. Let's look at that word. Knowledge. Knowledge. Okay, define knowledge. We're just gonna skip right through this. Alright. Knowledge. It's a noun. Facts, information, and skills acquired by a person through experience or education. The theoretical or practical understanding of a subject. Used in a sentence, a thirst for knowledge. I feel like that's a bad use of it, but it's a use. Okay. Second definition, awareness or familiarity gained by experience of a fact or situation. So we're going to get back to the first definition, but fuck this second definition. Awareness. Don't tell me the definition of awareness and then the definition of knowledge. I think I think I knew we were going to get to this point, but don't tell me the definition of awareness includes like having the knowledge of something and then go ahead and define what knowledge means with having an awareness. Let's just get that, elephant in the room out of the way. 'Cause it's not like I discovered anything right there. It's just, one of those things that it's easy to point out when you're trying to learn stuff. It's like one step removed from defining knowledge with know. Well, knowledge is like when you know something. But that's not even like interesting. Like that's like seventh grade stuff, when you hear something that you like want to tweet about, like, haha, like knowledge, Don't you hate it when people define words with the word, huh? It's like one word, it's one step removed from that. Okay, back to the first definition. Facts, information, and skills acquired by a person through experience or education. Okay, so we could stop it here. So, person is a focal point here. Now, there are about a million things, like a million paths that could have gone on. I just happen to pick knowledge, awareness, perception, all of these things, and I happen to get to this point. If you were to do this, you could just go a different way. And that's the thing, is don't listen to this podcast because, and I stress this, okay? Let me say that one more time. I stress this. Because is my own reason, right? Because I'm not telling you that there is a reason for you not to listen to this. I'm just saying don't listen to it. If I say because of this, or the reason is this, not to listen to the podcast. If I say that, that's me saying that. I know you're not, well, I don't know you're not stupid, but I'm assuming you understand individuality. If somebody tells you you suck, it doesn't mean you suck. It means they suck, first of all. Who says that to somebody? But it means they think that you suck. So if I say, here's a reason why you shouldn't listen to this podcast, you shouldn't listen to this podcast. There's no reason, okay? Just fucking chill out, relax, okay? Anyway, so my reason is, like I said, there's a million different ways you could have gotten to this. Probably not a million. Actually, how many words did we choose? Okay, tangent, but let's stay here. Let's just stick with that. I may be over, or I may be being dramatic, or there's a better word for that. But there's a million different things you could have, different paths you could have taken. And you could have come out with a different definition, right? Or whatever, or a different understanding of the. What was even the first word we started with? You know what I mean? It was like the tree falls or some shit. Oh, sentient. I'm just trying to figure out what that means, you know? Aren't we all, right? What is sentience? I just moved the microphone, so sorry about that. Sentience. Took a philosophy class last year, and the different philosophers at different ages of times, and I'm sure their lives, talk about sentience. And they all say stuff like, here's what sentient is. Or it's not necessarily here's what sentience is. I'm not sure, but I'm gonna guess they define it at some point, what it means to be sentient. But a lot of the times they'll just say, or in a philosophy 101 class, you're gonna get like glossing over a lot of the specifics. So this philosopher, like, shit, I don't have a good example. John Locke. Let's see what John Locke on sentience. Okay, consciousness. Okay, before I get to that, a lot of stop. Don't listen to this. Anyway, a lot of the early stuff in philosophy classes. I don't know the later stuff, but they're just gonna say, well, this he considers this these things to be sentient. I remember one specifically, not that I remember the name, but one specifically is forget the name, but he's talking about how you have to be at a certain level, like, of awareness, right? And it's just so many assumptions of, and don't listen to this podcast, of what we think it means to be sentient. And they'll just define that and then go on like it's true. And then the good philosophers, which are usually the ones, probably the one I'm talking about, they will actually tell you, like, here's what I think, but so many assumptions. I don't want to have too much content in this podcast, because if you skip around and you listen to this, I'm just going to assume somebody is listening to this because there's no because. Just don't listen to this podcast. There's no reason not to, except for the reasons you give yourself, or if I can convince you, right? You could be doing this yourself. You could be reading about sentience and going down a rabbit hole, defining the words in whichever order you please. Because who am I to say that that's the logical path? Who am I? That's all I'm saying. Anyway, definitely don't listen to this podcast if you're at the end of it right now. All we did, we, all I did was tell you don't listen to this. That's really all that happened. I thought about if this podcast was never listened to again, if it ever really happened. You know, kind of like a tree falling. Just a brief summary. That's about it, you know. There's really nothing else left to be said. Just don't listen to this. Don't listen to this podcast. All right. I'm not even gonna say